You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
When's the last time you had to go get something witnessed by a notary public?
Probably when we, when you buy a house, right? They got one there.
That stuff is notarized.
Yeah, right. It's a couple years.
Gretchen had to go down. There was something that she had to, some legal thing, and she had to go. And she goes, oh, they tell me that this has to be notarized. And I said, well, you can go down to at the UPS store near our house. They have a big sign outside that says, hey, we've got a notary in here. So she went down and had that done. And it was funny. She came back, and we actually spent a couple of minutes laughing, talking about how notaries really are the fraud police. As she put it, she goes, they protect the public with a stamp and a diary.
Yeah.
And all she could talk about was just how flippant adorable this guy was, this notary, because, you know, he's doing everything properly and he's got his questions that he asks. Then he's got his little stamp that he does, and then he's got a diary and he has to fill everything in. And she's like, how do you even, like, that's a lot of power, really. So how does one become a notary, and how do they discover how trustworthy you are to be a notary?
Hmm.
We had a lot of questions.
Yeah, is there like a lie detector test or something? Or?
Yeah, because if you think about it, Jer, that little stamp and the signature and the diary and everything, that's like I said, that's a lot of power.
Sure is.
That's basically saying, you know, before God and the universe, you know, this is true.
This is legit.
Well, what if you got some, you know, not so trustworthy person who skirts by? Like, what kind? Do you have to take a test to be a notary? I don't know how it works.
I don't know anything about it at all. I would imagine
isn't that funny? Neither you nor I know the first flipping thing about it, and yet we put all of our trust in these people.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking that. I'm saying this is a tribute to them.
Sure, sure. Yeah,
but it's funny that we put so much faith in something that we have. We just, at face value, take it. Like, if you get a document that's been notarized, you're like, well, this must be legit.
This
must be for real.
It's got a little stamp on it.
But how do we know?
I have no idea. I never thought about that.
Who are these people, and how do they get such power?
This is going to involve a Google search, I think.
I guess. I will tell you that they do seem to be a certain personality type.
Yeah.
Like, think about in our past, some of the producers of our show and how reliable they were or were not.
Yes.
You know,
or not. More emphasis on or not.
Are not. And how trustworthy and stuff they were. Can you imagine if they got their hands on a notary stamp?
They'd be stamping everything.
Yes. And it'd be like the whole system would collapse. So anyone who's listening right now who is a notary, I just want to salute you and say thank you for your duty as the fraud police.
For your honesty.
And I have no flippant idea how you got that power, but I appreciate
it. Kudos to you. Kudos to you.
Exactly. What's going on in your world?
Two things I want to talk about this morning. One, I want to explain a $200 charge that was issued to my credit card this morning at about, I don't know, what was that, 4:30 or so. I want to explain that to my wife real quick because I was rolling through a Starbucks. Thinking, I need to get me a peppermint mocha this morning. And I looked down on my phone and I got the little Starbucks app and it was empty. So as I was trying to place an order and drive through, I was trying to add $20 to my virtual gift card on my phone. Put in one too many zeros and now I have a lovely $200 balance on my virtual Starbucks gift card this morning. Whoopsie daisy.
How long will it take for you to work your
way through? I don't want to go through that. So there's going to be some sort of phone call this morning
trying to figure out
how to get rid of that balance.
You know over the next year you'll use it. What difference does it make if you pay for it now or later?
Yeah, I don't know if I will. I don't go to Starbucks a lot.
How much was it today?
I was like $3 or something like that.
Come on, it had to be more than $3.
No, it was like $3-something, $3.50.
Did you put a tip on there?
No, No, you hold your phone out, they scan it, they hand you your drink, you drive off.
Did you give them a dollar bill?
No, nothing. But the panic of looking at that, because once you initiate the charge, it's like a slot machine on the app. It goes, and it like adds the dollar amount. And I'm waiting for $20, and all of a sudden it's just going. I'm like, holy crap, it's $200. What did I do?
You probably go once a week.
No, I don't. It's like once a month, once every 2 weeks or something. Nah, she doesn't either. So Anyway, I just want to explain to Nick Nack, I was in a hurry. I was trying to place an order and drive at the same time, and my bad.
You know what you could do?
What's that?
You could go again today, go through and just get anything, and then tell them, say, use my app thing and pay for the next 10 cars. And that's your little Christmas gift to a bunch of strangers.
I thought about that as I was sitting there. I was looking at that balance, and there was nobody else behind me because I was like, should this be like a little Christmas treat for somebody behind me to pay for theirs since I am flush with Starbucks cash right now?
Would they have a way of charging the next 10 people even if it took an hour?
Nah, because who knows what their orders are, you know?
So what?
Just give them my barcode?
No, I'm just saying, can you say, pay for the next 10 with this, and
nah,
that's my Christmas
that.
Treat to people.
It's very thoughtful of you, but maybe the next one, but there wasn't anybody behind me. But I just know because, you know, we've got that alert on our credit card. If you spend more than such and such, it pings both of our phones, and I got mine, and I'm positive it went to Nick Nack. Mm. I haven't talked to her about this yet, so I thought I'd just go on the air.
You wouldn't even give them a dollar bill at the drive-thru,
situation. Huh? No, because I don't have any cash. I'm not carrying cash. They just, seriously, they scan your app, hand you your drink, and say, have a nice morning, and you drive off. Hmm. There is no other exchange.
Put some dollar bills in your truck. Just leave them in there for tips.
I'm not going to do that. I am not going to do that. God. The other thing I want to talk about, I think we're going to have to make this a actual show topic, maybe. Or maybe we can talk about it later on Odds and Ends, where parents have about 9 days left to get your kids to do whatever you want them to do. Whatever you need them to do, because you can still hold Christmas over their head. So we might need to make that a little topic on the show.
Have you been using it at all?
Oh, you're ding-dang right we have, buddy.
Like what?
Actually, let me look. We have 9 days, 17 hours, and 39 minutes left to hold Christmas over your kids' heads, to get them to clean their room, do some chores, homework. Hmm. Practice an instrument because, you know, you can say, Santa and his elves are watching. It'd be a shame if they had a few presents drop off the sleigh this year because you
can't really use that year round. It doesn't work like in February or anything.
Yeah, no. It's only like now. Now is crunch time, man. Clean your room, make your bed, or whoop, Santa might not be coming. He's watching. And then really, I think after Christmas, you have about a 2 to 3 day window of continuing this kind of stuff, because then you can say, guess we need to call Santa back to take those presents that you got. It's not too late. I think that sleigh's still ready to go. We could come back and take some of these gifts.
Boy, all of this screams the spirit of Christmas to me. Manipulating your children and threatening them.
Isn't the whole month manipulation of everybody?
Pretty much.
Pretty much, buddy.
We're going through that whole thing that here's a topic for our show. The thing where, in a nutshell, when I spent a pretty good chunk of change not long ago getting Gretchen a new coffee maker that's like an espresso slash, it was not cheap.
Fancy.
Okay, but her whole thing was, this will count as my Christmas, don't get me anything else. But we need to talk about the flaw in that.
Oh, okay.
And how difficult that is. I'm going to make a note.
I like it.
That is a full topic.
The month of manipulation.
Yeah, well, you just feel like a schmuck.